Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
3-2, Diaz running, Lau hitting. 8-0, 8-8. My word, 100,000 paper cuts. Now 100,001. It's a 4-1 seventh. Just never really seen anything like this.
I was doing some plyo warm-ups a couple times, just trying to keep myself ready. And at the end of the day, I just got to do a better job, you know. Regardless of what the stat line says, I'm really liking where I'm at, but at the end of the day, it's about winning games. And again, when your team gives you 8 runs, you got to go out there and do your job. And
yeah, I wouldn't say frustrating. It's not the right word. You know, those guys are good. I mean, that's a really good bullpen right there. So we hit some balls hard. I mean, you think about some of the swings that Jackson put on the ball tonight, and, you know, hitting balls right at guys. And, you know, they flipped a bunch of balls through the infield. You got to give their hitters a lot of credit. I mean, they battled. We'll be ready to go tomorrow. I mean, we're going to face Rasmussen. It's going to be tough. We're going to have Charlie. We like Charlie against these guys. So it's going to be a battle one way or another. And then once we get out of here, we go to New York, and that's going to be a battle.
Well, that's Tony Manzalina. And what do you say? You try to find the positive and a negative. And for two innings, well, inning and a half, well, guess we'll give it two. Things are extremely positive for the Orioles. They were up 8-0. 8-0. I was on the Everlast, you know, facing the TV, and I saw Moo Man go yard, 3-runner. And then Sed goes deep, 4-0. Gunner, who's on fire, bloops one. 2 more knocks last night, as I said he would. Got to start hitting some home runs. I mean, don't want to nitpick. And then Laureano, who's been a godsend. We can say whether or not he misplayed the ball in right field. That led to a triple, whatever. But he hits a 3-1. It's 8-0. Like, holy hell, what just happened here? Trevor Rogers, who was great in the first inning, throw strikes. Throw it over the plate. Let your defense do the work. That's why they have gloves on. They're not standing out there barehanded. They have gloves to catch hitted balls. And the way they've been going lately, infield and in the outfield, they've been doing it at a pretty high level. Don't nibble. Don't dilly-dally around. Don't put ducks on the pond. Don't elevate your pitch count, which is exactly what he did. He was silver platter to win. Trevor Rogers. And didn't want it. Nah, my stomach hurts. I don't want that spinach pie. Thank you, Jeeves. I'd rather walk a bunch of people and get yanked before I'm even eligible for the win when we're up 8-0.
And then the bullpen comes in. And then there's an opposite field hit here. There's one off the wall there. There's another opposite field hit here. There's a liner down the line. Oh, Brandon Lau, Terp, he hits a jack off the struggling Yennier Cano. Andrew Kittredge was pitiful against his former team yesterday. And before you knew it, the Orioles, who at one time were up 8-0, were losing by 4. This is the equivalent of being up 21-0 in the first quarter of a football game, and you're getting blown out at halftime. Reminiscent of the Chiefs-Texans playoff game way back in 2019.
Now, would it be, Nolan, inappropriate for me to rag on the offense when they scored 8 runs in 2 innings?
Not at all. Actually, I don't know who I'm more mad at.
Yeah, because they didn't do jack squat after the second inning. And look, let's give Tampa's relievers credit because they shut her down. But the Orioles had a real hard time generating anything of substance offensively. Maybe they rested on laurels. Tampa pitching was that good. But still, this was a total debacle in every sense of the word. Now it's what? June 19th. Juneteenth, everyone. Celebrate. But if you're 11 games out of first, you're 10 games under 500, you're 6 out of the wild card, these are games you can ill afford to lose. And I get it. There's still 90-plus games left, whatever it is. Nah, man, this isn't how you build winning streaks and win series. This is how you start to lose series. And then the what could have been a 5-2 road trip, and it still may be if they win every game from here on out, becomes a 2-5 road trip. And then all this positive momentum you thought you were gaining now becomes a negative. Now, if they win today and they go to New York and win 2 out of 3, and the Yankees are terrible right now. They've lost 6 straight. They can't score. They finally broke a 30-inning scoreless streak last night. Still found a way to lose. We'll get into that as the show rolls on. 4-3 you'll take. But if maybe Trevor Rogers, if you want to circle back to things, he had the start that turned it around in Boston. And maybe his start last night when they were up 8-0 started a slide that really delivers to Ernie Shaver's right hand to the season. But it was a frustrating loss. Loss you can't afford. You lose a heartbreaker, give and take, and they walk you off, whatever. But when you're up early and you're bashing away, and then it just goes pear-shaped. Hey, Laureano threw a guy out the plate, or it would have been even worse. But that was in a season of losses, and there are now 42 of them, and a lot of them of the frustrating variety. For now, Nolan McGraw, that was the toughest loss of the season.
That's going to be hard to top, too. I mean, I got to give him credit. At least that was something new. I don't think I've ever seen that before. So I'll
count
that.
Third time in the history of the franchise, they've blown an 8-0.
Oh, my goodness.
Or 8-run lead, I should say.
And for it to all come in one inning, you know, you're assuming that, all right, maybe they're not going to score 20 tonight, but they'll give a couple more. And once it got to like 8-4, in that moment, you should still be thinking, we're going to win this game. Still a 4-run lead. We still got some scoring to do. But in my head, I'm saying, oh, I don't know if 8 runs is going to do it, which is sad to say. How could 8 runs not possibly be enough for you to win? I feel like we've said at times this year, 5's the magic number. Well, here's 8 in the second inning, and it's not enough. I don't know how to feel after this loss. It's weighted the same as any other loss. It only counts for 1. But in a lot of ways, this feels even more deflating. You should have been going into tonight with a chance to take the series against a good Rays team. You faced nothing but great pitchers this entire series. They beat up on Taj Bradley, a really good pitcher. We should be talking about great things today. Instead, we're talking about one of the most embarrassing losses I can remember in a long time.
Yeah, last time was 2017. They blew a 9-1 lead to the Yankees. The other one was back in the 50s. That's the first time the Tampa Bay Rays have ever overcome an 8-run deficit and won a game. So these are rare occurrences. And not only that, you got to go 5 deep in your bullpen. So now it's on Charlie Morton to come out here and give them some length. And look, Tampa is scary good offensively. I talked about it Monday before the first game of the series. They're averaging 7 runs a game, basically, since the middle of May.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This This is unbelievable.
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, they put up crooked numbers at the Yin Yang. They don't have all-stars and well-named guys. They're sound defensively. They lead the majors in stolen bases. Their pitching's on point. This is a good team that's now only a game and a half out of first place. That being said, you're up 8-0. Yeah. You got to close the deal, man. You got to no Moss, Arthur Mercanti waving you off. Instead, they just left him in the game. The pitching obviously struggled. And as you said, Nolan, the offense just went bye-bye sleepy time and a recipe for a debacle and a disastrous loss. Now, if they win today, you salvage a split, you'll be okay, acceptable, but you'll be like, that should have been 3-0. Because Pepiot shoved their bats up their rear ends on Monday. That is what it is. But this should, if they win today, that's a big if, this should have been 3-4. And if they lose tonight, 1-3. Now we're in DEFCON 2 on a series that was big for them anyway.
Well, one of the bigger things, too, is like the bullpen sucked last night, you know, and that's been the strength. That's been one of them that's been care. What, 1.8 earned run average over the last
best week. Bullpen other than the Cubs last month or
and
so.
And then it's like, how are they going to respond now? And they were taught. B-Rob was talking.
B-Rob,
Brian Roberts.
B-Rob. Yeah, B-Rob. B-Rob was kind of running hot too.
Oh yes, he was. Yeah. But you know, he's talking about they're using all. What's the bullpen going to be? You know. With all the heat and everything, it kind of wears them down. And then a lot of them had to pitch. How's it going to be going forward? Yeah. No off.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.